It's Monday, July 8th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Fires damaged garages this weekend. The state Supreme Court says absentee ballot drop boxes are allowed. President Joe Biden was in Madison Friday to garner support for a second term, and Wisconsin Democratic leaders raise alarm over a right-wing conservative policy plan. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A fire destroyed a detached garage on Saturday afternoon, according to Barron County dispatch logs. Reports said the fire was reported just before 2 p.m. on Saturday in the 2600 block of 6th and 5th and 3 quarters Avenue, southeast of Chautauqua. Chautauqua Fire Department responded, and the fire was under control within half an hour. No injuries were reported. The cause was not known. Fireworks disposed of in a trash can set the bin on fire and caused damage to a garage in Rice Lake. Dispatch logs say residents found the fire late Friday night, and a man was attempting to knock down the flames with a hose. Rice Lake firefighters responded. The fire was put out with damage to the side of the garage. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is changing course and will allow officials to place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's elections in the presidential swing state. The court ruled in 2022 that absentee ballot drop boxes could be used only in election offices, and no one other than the voter could return a ballot in person. Liberal justices gained control of the court last year, prompting a progressive voter group to ask the court to reconsider that ruling. The court ruled 4-3 on Friday that placing a ballot in a drop box equates to delivering it to a local election clerk, regardless of where the box is located. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says Republican legislators are improperly blocking conservation projects. The 6-1 ruling Friday marks victory for Democratic Governor Tony Evers and environmentalists. Evers maintains that the GOP-run Joint Finance Committee has too much power to kill funding for initiatives that includes University of Wisconsin employee raises and conservation work. Evers sued, arguing the committee's actions violate the separation of powers doctrine. The liberal-leaning court took the case directly at Evers' request, but it said it would consider only whether the legislature was improperly blocking conservation work. The court ruled Friday that statutes that require the committee to sign off on conservation projects are unconstitutional. He's staying in the race. President Joe Biden in Madison on Friday, attempting to reassure worried Democrats that he's still fit to serve a second term.
What do you think? You think I'm too old to restore Roe v. Wade, the law of the land?
No!
You think I'm too old to ban assault weapons again?
No!
To protect Social Security and Medicare?
No!
To get child care, elder care for working families who need the nation?
No!
To make billionaires finally start to pay something beyond 8.2% of the tax rate?
Biden spoke at a middle school in the Democratic stronghold. Wisconsin is a swing state, which is critical for Biden's re-election campaign. Wisconsin Democrats sound an alarm over Project 2025 and a second term for Donald Trump. Bob Haig takes a look.
State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler fired up supporters of President Joe Biden prior to Friday's rally in Madison.
Are you ready to stop Donald Trump from becoming the dictator that he dreams of being?
Project 2025 is a right-wing policy blueprint spearheaded by former Trump administration officials. Governor Tony Evers urged people to find out about it.
When you go home, Google Project 2025 and tell everybody you know to do the same.
The plan from the Conservative Heritage Foundation proposes more power for the executive branch, including replacing thousands of civil service appointees with Trump loyalists. Trump claimed on his Truth Social platform last week that he knows nothing about Project 2025. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.